with John Panini. I am course, I of course am your host, John Panini, with my good friends, Ruben Sandwich.
Ruben.
Sandwich. And
Canadian Hot Bag.
All right, so welcome guys. So it's been a while since we've done a show, and I must say our downloads have been through the roof. Not enough to get back on the Midwestern airwaves. You're stuck on the internet. But that's okay, because our fans...
And basic cable.
Are the best fans.
See, I tell you, John, everyone can't get enough of the Mr. John Panini.
That's right. I'm getting a lot of good feedback about the Canadian Hot Dog and Ruben Sandwich here. Not so much about Lox Fox. People really did not like Lox Fox at all.
No,
I feel like our ratings
were down on that episode.
Yeah, all those anti-Semitic remarks really did not serve us well. But now, we're going...
We also had Poutine.
Percy Poutine is pretty good.
Yeah, Poutine.
Talking about the circumcised hot dog penis, or sorry, corn dog penis, and the good old days.
I heard he's in custody, though, so once he gets out in like 3 to 6 months, he'll be back home with us.
One can only hope.
Oh. Hey, John, what have you been up to lately?
Thank you, Canadian Hot Dog. So, you know, we just recently got back from our 3 month Midwestern tour.
Which was great, by the way.
I had a great time. I know you did a great job there. And we helped promote you for your dog catcher. And we'll get an update on that in just a little bit.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, when'd you guys go on a tour?
It's a
classic Ruben humor we all love.
Just messing with you guys.
So, what I've been up to, we had a great time on the tour. But financially, it ruined us, because I looked at the books, and we did okay. We got our $15 guarantee for each night, except that time our sound guy, Sammy Salami, blew the booker there. But what happened is that, if you notice, on a couple episodes ago, we had some pending litigation with Sammy Salami. And when I looked...
That son of a bitch.
Yeah, he really fucked us up good.
Yes.
And when I looked... I contacted my lawyer, and he told me, he gave me an update, and he said that Sammy Salami had sued us for $250,000, and the judge, you know, awarded him that money immediately. So we're really out of luck, and out of shape, and simply out of time.
We're a little bit in the red after that.
We are, by about $250,000.
Yes, so the good news to all the fans, we're planning a new tour.
We are.
Starting today.
Starting today. And it's going to be coming out very soon.
It's going to be what soon?
Coming like an orgasm's coming. The good news is that I'm already in contact with our good friend, Nate Nan from NASA. Our good Indian friend, he's an engineer for NASA. He's got some real exciting propositions for us about America's funny food. Wait for it. In space.
Really, John?
Hey. If they can send a monkey, they can send the three of us. But that's our lives.
So to answer your question, Canadian Hot Dog, I've gotten so broke from our financial ruin that I had to take a job at a local nut house.
What?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, so what happened, I'm down here in Tehachapi, next to
beautiful Nevada.
Close enough. Right by Alvarado Hospital, and... I got so broke, I had to take a night shift at the local nut house. So I was walking around one night, making the rounds, and I was so bored, I decided to see what some of the inmates in the psych ward were doing.
What were they doing, John?
Funny you should ask. So I go to the first cell, and I see a guy with a wiffle ball bat and a Yankee pinstripe uniform. I look at him, and I say, hey, when are you getting out of here? He said, soon as I hit a home run. I go into the next cell, and I see a guy in a little plaid shirt and a little plaid hat, and he's a putter. I said, when are you getting out of here? He says, soon as I hit a hole in one.
Whoa.
I say, again, I go into the next cell. I see a guy in a beautiful three-piece suit, and he's reading the Wall Street Journal.
What?
I look down. He's got his dick in the back of pistachios. I said, when are you getting out of here? He said, never. Can't you see him fucking nuts? That's just the type of quality humor you come to expect here on Getting Steamy with John Panini. But in all seriousness, this tour really did ruin us, and this
yes.
job is really taking a toll.
Yes, that's why we resorted back to the podcast, so we need to make some extra money.
All these sponsors are... I just got a... Our manager just told me, he just signaled me, we still do not have any sponsors.
The guys upstairs?
The bosses upstairs told us that, yeah. So, Ruben, what have you been up to?
Well, I gotta come clean with you guys. So, I went back to Indian leg wrestling. I couldn't break away from it. I thought I was gonna be retired.
Mm-hmm.
I came out of retirement, and I was gonna head to the Nationals.
A legend's a legend.
Mm-hmm. When you're good, you're good.
When you're good, you're good. Now, who knows? So, I'm suffering a 6-match suspension.
For what?
And I am being fined $250,000.
What is it with the America's Funny Food and the $250,000?
It's weird. It was for PEDs and, you know, performance-enhancing drugs.
What were you taking?
So, I didn't think it would be illegal, and I came up with this cocktail that was really getting me into top shape. And I called it a leg-up cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
And it has Lipitor, baby aspirin, and some electrolytes.
I've heard of that one. It's selling really well on the dark web.
So I was at the top of my game. I was breaking my own records. And the regulations are so much stronger in leg wrestling than any other sport.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I agree. As a
sports enthusiast
of alternative sports, I would have to say Indian leg wrestling is one of the most highly regulated sports.
Indeed. I mean, I had to stop tanning for it.
Yeah.
They said that tanning somehow...
too much vitamin D.
Too much vitamin D. Something with the skin cells, and it made it unfair for other players.
Yeah.
But how about you, John?
Well, I already told my story, but how about our good friend the Canadian hot dog?
Well, I've been okay, John. Last couple months, I've been really trying to go after my whole election for dog catcher.
In Vancouver.
Which proved very unsuccessful. They said, one news article said, why does a garbage man need to switch his job from a garbage man to a dog catcher?
That is a good point.
And I was very taken back by it, but I think the worst part about it is I did not do well in the polls. I was really banking on this podcast to really get my name out there, but it was just there was no Canadian hot dog selected. And then so what it turned out to be was I got dead last place out of two people, and I ended up with three votes. But I ended up being disqualified because two of the votes were American votes, and that was you. It was both you, John Panini, and Ruben Sandwich, which I very appreciate your enthusiasm and help. But it ruined me. And then, of course, the third vote was me. And so I felt like I've basically out $250,000 because of my campaign strategies. And so I feel like this year has been really awful. And so I'm still a garbage man, and I am also a sports enthusiast, and also eventually being a dog catcher enthusiast too, eventually.
You know what? You're not a garbage man. You're a special man who collects garbage.
Yeah.
And don't you forget it.
What you do does not define who you are.
Exactly.
Thank you, guys. It's been a tough couple months.
No, I'm just going to say, those ads you put up there, $250,000 for it. Really good.
I know. My men, really, I feel embezzled a lot of the money. It said garbage man equals your choice for dog catcher man. I thought that was a winning campaign, but
especially
it didn't pan out.
I really liked the Comic Sans writing. I thought that was really well done.
Well, I mean, the guy that you lost to, I feel like was a terrible choice, and he only had 6 votes. So.
Yes.
We shall not say his name.
No, but he worked for the water treatment plant, and so we don't like those guys.
So you technically call him a turd.
He was a turd. Anyways, back to you, John.
All right. So Ruben, I gotta wonder. So you were also at a quarter of $250,000. So there's three of us. So what have you been up to?
Well, John, times have been more tough than ever. So I had to take up this night job doing residential construction.
Mm.
And I know what you're thinking. Who wants somebody working on their house at night? And that's exactly my point. It's more tough than ever, but you make more money doing it because you're working at night. But I do construction / deconstruction.
I heard that deconstruction is the toughest part.
Well, you know, it's a thing that can go in all directions. It's a wild card.
It really, it truly sounds like it.
It's been tough work. I mean, it's been a while since I've been,
It's been a while! Now, I've heard you've had a recent encounter in the night. I want to bring that up in our segment we like to call Panini's Press.
Panini's Press!
So now we're here in Panini's Press, and there appears to be a big hissing sound, but that's the feedback from all the snakes.
It's the press. So many goddamn snakes here, John. Mm-hmm.
Snakes on the plane.
So, Ruben, I wanted to hear all about your night job encounters.
There's been a lot, but I'll tell you about
the
most recent one.
It's been a lot.
Doesn't count.
I said a lot, not a while. The most recent one was a little awkward. So, I had to go into this couple's house, and I was fixing the plumbing in the kitchen. And the kitchen sink was all backed up. The disposal was filled with corn off the cob. Corn
That's
on the
rough.
Cob.
That was rough.
Some rib bones. It was all backed up. So I was fist deep, maybe even elbow deep in crud. And all of a sudden I just felt something. And I looked down and there's this woman's hand going through my zipper. And I was like, whoa, like this is weird. And then all of a sudden, a man's hand goes over her hand.
Were they nice hands?
They were nice hands.
I bet it was a lawyer.
You know what? He is a civil attorney, which is weird that you say that.
Did you snap a picture of the
so
hands?
I took a picture of the hand over the other hand real quick before I confronted them. Said, hey, what's going on here?
So, by the way, guys, you can find that photo on our website.
MySpace page.
And so, so the two hands are trying to take down my zipper. Oof. And I pop out from under the sink and I was like, what's going on with that? And they're like, hey, we thought you're okay for the three-way. And I was like,
we've all been there.
I was like, I came here to fix the sink. And like, I know. I'm like, that's the wrong sink. You gotta unclog some pipes. And after that, it got a little weird.
This pipe's pretty backed up.
Let's just say they tripled my income for the night.
I'm curious, Ruben Sandwich, did you actually fix the pipe too? Or did they just, after all the sex, they just let you go?
Wait, who's talking about sex? I was cleaning the pipe.
I'm sorry, I completely misunderstood.
Mr. Garbage Man, get your
my head's in the garbage again.
Yeah,
so
it turned out they need a new disposal.
Mm-hmm.
And I fixed that, changed out the plumbing, and they're good as new.
Well, I'm really glad you bought that it tripled your income, because I've just received notice that our last episode cost us $250,000.
Damn it!
So, are you saying we're in the hole about $1 million combined?
Yeah.
What if we take our debt and convert it to Canadian debt and then bring it back to America and convert it to American debt?
And then convert it to Mexico?
Mexico debt. What do you think? It ain't money in the long run.
As long as you build that wall, we're fine.
Yeah, that's true. I guess we
I heard we can
Mr.
start
Trump.
A sweatshop for about $10,000 in Mexico.
Right.
Maybe it could fund our podcast and pay off our debt.
I hope so. All we need is about $1 million.
We gotta start that drive-through pancakes and enema business.
You know what? My good lawyer friend, Larry the Lardy Lasagna, is already working on that idea, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Wait, is he stealing from us?
No, he's working on it. He's actually working pro bono.
Okay.
Because we are, he knows we're just Because I had $1 million in the hole.
Just about, yeah.
Just about, but...
Well, yeah. Before we lost all of our money, I mean, we were sitting pretty high.
Yes. There's just so many mistakes we've made in the past few months. It's just ridiculous.
Well, you know what they say about mistakes? They just show that we're human.
Did you say steak?
And food.
And steak.
So right now, we're going to go into a sports talk with the Canadian hot dog.
15 Masters. Willie Williamson, he looks, this year's Frisbee Golf competition looks really very tough. But he's on top, and so he looks like the favorite for winning the competition.
Interesting.
Next, there's a shot put hot potato match in the potato state, Boise, Idaho.
Mm.
Leo Lethargic, he has the hot hands this year.
Ooh.
And he looks like the main competitor. And overall, come on, everybody, it's Saturday night. I hope you set your lineup up. There's a fantasy paper football flick-offs. Good luck, flickers!
Ah.
And next, and lastly, we have a cosplay Quidditch tournament. The scoring is based on gameplay and sassy costume. The Count Chocula's got first place, but there were no winners. Thank you. Back to you, John.
Now, I had a question about the rug rolling competition.
Yes.
You said the leader was rolling up a young age man, you said.
Yes.
What was his name?
Dennis Dennison.
Wait,
is he the Dennis and Chili fame?
No.
Does he have a golden retriever?
No. It's based on creativity. And
in John Panini's book, nothing is more creative than rolling up a young Asian man in a rug.
Exactly. And so, yes, he did win the tournament with rolling up a young Asian man in a 240,000-foot rug.
That's a hell of a roll.
Yes. That's quite a roll. And some would say he was on a roll when he put it all together. But yes, there was a small Asian man in the middle.
Now, it almost seems with a rug that size that the weight on top would crush him.
It actually just squeezes him delightfully. I mean, the small Asian man actually did an interview with me afterwards, and he said he was very happy to be in the competition. He said he really appreciated Dennison's effort in the tournament, and he was very happy he won.
Now, what was his name?
Should I give out names? I wasn't know I was allowed to on this podcast.
You certainly can.
His name was Alexander Chang. And he said he had experience getting rolled up into rugs. And I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure if you know this, but what did the second place person, like, what was their roll up in a rug?
Oh, they were being a goofball. They tried to roll up, I believe it was a Swedish rug, and then they actually
those
tried
are the worst
to put,
rugs.
They
yeah.
actually tried
it's
to put
good fabric.
A painting. It wasn't the real painting. It was a
the
painting
Mona
of
Lisa?
It was a copy of the Mona Lisa, and they tried to make sure that it was going to stay fit.
Yeah.
But the whole thing was the weight of the rug actually crushed the painting, and
ouch.
Then cost the second place finish right there.
Mm. Good to know. Well, thank you. This has been Sports Talk with the Canadian Hot Dog.
And now, everybody, it's time for Panini to go! Damn!
So thank you, Canadian Hot Dog. I want to warn our listeners that there is a traffic update that they need to know about. There is an accident on the 58 South, and since we are in Tehachapi, there are many inmates that have escaped from the local nut house that are running down the freeway. Recent reports show that there are 17 men running down the road with their dicks and bags of pistachios.
So you're saying all those inmates are fucking nuts?
I am indeed. And there's one man running after them in a New York Yankee pinstripe suit with a wiffle ball bat because he just really loves pistachios.
Now ends Panini to go!
Damn! Thank you, guys, and thank you, listeners. Thank you for this for listening to this very special episode of Getting Steamy with John Panini. Signing out, I am John Panini.
The Canadian Hot Dog.
Rub it. Stay warm and steamy. This has been your host, John Panini. Make sure to look for our photos on our website, to like the show on Facebook, and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.